Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Pablo Honeycomb. What would you be if you were a cereal?
Cereal?
Well, mine was a Radiohead cereal.
I hate you. No, I can't have a Radiohead cereal. I'd probably be Tony Tiger. Tony Golden Graham.
That's the shittiest name ever.
I can't think off the bat of cereal names, you piece of shit.
I should have warned you. What's up?
No, I just really want to analyze that.
Oh, I thought you were like, no, I just really want cereal.
I had some earlier.
What'd you have?
Rice Krispies.
Ooh, the cereal that makes sounds.
Yeah, it talks back. I'm lonely. Whatever.
What is it? Snap, Crackle, and Pop? All three of those little elves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
How are you doing?
Full.
Tony Sansonetti. Tony Sansonetti in the studio today.
What's that mean?
Our host, Tony Sansonetti. No, you didn't say your name.
You said a cereal.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't come up with anything. Anywho, jam-packed week here on I Can't Read. Let's dive right in. We're going to do a genre 5 consisting of musical movies. Movies not based like, it's not like, you know, like...
Explain music.
All right, so music is like where you take a whole bunch of sounds and make them into notes that correspond with each other, and then they come into something greater that makes a piece of artwork.
Wow.
Thank you. That was off the cup.
You don't know much about music, apparently.
Not at all. What is it?
Sounds, noises, making things, and line next.
That's the Wikipedia definition.
Sounds, noises, stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so yeah, well, basically what I was trying to explain before you acted like a dickhead was...
I got cold sweat.
Oh, I thought you were about to say a cold sore. I'm like, ooh, that sucks to podcast with. Like, that thing you do, I wouldn't really consider that a musical. Would you?
The Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah.
Nah, it's a movie with some music in
it. With music in it, yeah. I'm talking about, like, where they actually sing things that are corresponding to what's happening in the movie.
That's what you were talking about?
And I'm doing things in the movie, look at me! Kind of like Phantom of the Opera, where they actually like sing what's happening and going on.
That's what you want.
Yeah, is yours not that?
Nope.
Oh, good. Well, let's start off. Tony, hit me with your genre 5.
Sweet.
I'm just going to judge away.
The first one, Nightmare Before Christmas, that one
that counts.
What you thought of. But you were saying on the last episode that it wasn't just musicals. It was like I don't know, either on the podcast or after, you were like you know, like Ray and like movies that have songs in them.
Mm.
And that's why
never said Ray.
No, but you made examples that weren't musicals.
Right. Did I?
Yeah.
Oh,
because you were explaining that you didn't want just musicals.
Nightmare Before Christmas would have made my list, but I think it made it for my Christmas one. I can't remember. Christmas or like favorite, like Halloween. I can't remember. Some bullshit like
Great
that.
Great movies can bridge gaps.
They can, but I don't want to keep adding the same movies to my list. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes they're just top five of everything.
Okay. Well, top five of everything musical. Go ahead, Tony. Nightmare Before Christmas.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
You're not going to join in?
Deja Vu?
Oh, my God.
Deja Vu? Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Second one. A Mighty Wind.
A Mighty Wind?
Never heard of it?
No.
Really?
Does it have music in it?
The Mighty Winds are blowing. Yeah.
Keep going.
Like tons of music.
I might know it. Keep going.
It's a folk... No. No.
Maybe you just sing.
I can sing the entire song.
Sing more of it. I might understand what you're talking about. All right, so The Mighty Wind?
A Mighty Wind.
Oh, and then the sequel was Mighty Ducks, right?
No.
No?
No sequels.
Are you sure? Whole franchise.
It's about like 1960s
Mighty Joe
folk
Young.
Music.
That was the
artists.
Sequel. There a giant ape in it? No? There wasn't.
It's from the guys who made Best in Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
The dog one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about dogs.
No, or Mighty Joe Young or hockey.
Folk music.
Hmm.
It was good. Yeah. It's got the Pie Fucker's dad in it. I forget his name.
The Pie Fucker's dad. Dude's like, I've had such a good career. That's who I am.
What is it? Eugene Levy?
Yeah, that's it. No, the Pie Fucker's dad, though.
No, the Pie Fucker's dad.
I'm going to cut out Eugene Levy. It's just Pie Fucker's dad. Go ahead.
Sir.
Sir Piefucker. Oh, Sir Piefucker. You're here.
You've been knighted, Piefucker.
You've been knighted by cum. Go ahead.
What else? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
All right, yeah.
I really like that.
You
and
do.
It won the Oscar for Best Single Track of the Year.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So, not Oscar. Wow, you just rolled
Emmy?
With that. Grammy?
Emmy.
No.
That's TV.
BAFTA.
BAFTA, nice.
Tony.
Oh, there we go.
Those are awards.
EGOT.
They give Tony awards.
Yeah, EGOT.
Yeah.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Mm-hmm. You can
You're an award.
You could spell.
I wish I had a little statue of you. Like, I won him. Go ahead.
It'd be just a...
Tonys are for plays, right? That's for, like, on-stage stuff?
Broadway, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou, A Mighty Wind, Nightmare Before Christmas. This is Spinal Tap.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Right on.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. And it's a mockumentary, like a mockumentary about a fake
right.
rock band.
Mm-hmm.
But it mirrors so many real rock bands.
Yeah.
And the music's awesome. And my last one is Amadeus.
Amadeus, 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 oh, 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 Amadeus. Did you know that Mark Hamill was in the Broadway version of that?
Nope.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Never watching that movie. And
again?
Reviewing it on this podcast.
Why not?
Because I don't want to hear that ever again associated with that film. Ever.
That's not
ever.
That's not in it.
It's Mozart.
I know.
So
I
close to.
It's a fantastic movie. I like Amadeus.
Shitty song. Who sang that shitty song?
I have no idea. All of the 80s or 90s. I don't know when that happened.
I think they were like
Amadeus,
New
Amadeus.
Romantics.
That might be it, actually.
No, I mean, that's like a style.
Oh,
new,
I thought.
New Romantic.
New Romantic.
Yeah. They kind of looked like. Girls in tuxedos with makeup on and real wavy hair.
I'm not going to look up that song.
Don't look that
I'm
up.
I'm not going to. Is that your whole list?
That is five.
All five. Well, I'm going to top the first one off mine. Classic Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing animated children's spectacles.
Yeah, my bad. Night Before
Are
Christmas.
Are they autistic?
Oh,
Nightmare Before Christmas bridges so many adult-like themes.
No. But a lot of them are.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Second up, Prince of Egypt.
Shut the fuck up.
I was going with movies that actually, like they were singing like parts of the, what's happening in the movie. Like, they're singing about what's happening. Not like, oh, like, Walk the Line would have been on mine. Dewey Cox would have been on mine. Had
Whoa.
I gone with, I guess, what I told you before, which I don't remember telling you. Lion King, that's on there. You know it is.
It is.
Oh, my God, yeah. But I'm going to change mine up since that's it. We're going to switch out Little Mermaid for...
Are you...
Little Mermaid's got some good jams, dude.
Why am I
here? Got some great jams. I'm a big fan of Disney movies. I really enjoy them. Even Pixar movies now, but there's not many singing movies other than like
Frozen.
You know, Frozen. Yeah, but that's not on there. Don't let it go. That's all I got to say.
Oh!
He did it! That piece of shit! All right, so yeah, Beauty and the Beast. And I love Beauty and the Beast. It looks amazing. Like, that was like one of the first ones that they meshed the CGI backgrounds with. Like actual animation, you know, when they're in the ballroom doing the full 360.
Yeah,
I mean, that was pretty impressive artwork.
I was taken there.
Yeah, taken. Yeah, Prince of Egypt has some awesome jams in it. I don't know if you remember Ramses Moses hanging out.
I don't know that movie.
You never seen the Prince of Egypt?
No.
Really? Bullshit.
Is that like, that's Aladdin. You're talking about Aladdin.
No, Aladdin's the one with the poofy pants and the monkey and Jafar.
Yeah. And he steals an apple.
What was the Iago?
Iago.
Iago, and our dead friend Robin Williams, he's in that before he died.
I just watched Good Will Hunting today.
Oh,
made
man.
Me sad.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, especially his part in it. You're like, oh, why didn't you live, Robin? Why didn't you listen to your own character?
Ugh.
All right, so that Walk the Line, South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. And actually, I'm going to go with another one from them.
Team America?
Yep, Team America. Freedom cost a buckle. Yeah, that's
I
my shit.
I can sing that.
Yeah,
I do.
You can sing the shit out of it. Thanks for muting your
that
phone.
That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't?
No.
Did I get an email? I might have gotten an email. I'm sorry. I'm going to...
Please tell us all about it.
Well, it's from Zoomies. They're having another sale.
Penis enlargement.
Oh, what do you know? How'd that get there? Oh, Jesus. If only we could dream. Some honorable mentions. The Wizard of Oz.
I almost picked The Wizard of Oz.
Fantastic jams on that. Labyrinth as well. That was another one that
yeah,
I was kind of like in between.
Fun.
But David Bowie's bulge just throws me off so hard from that movie. And I mean hard in a good way. You know, like I got to
You just look at it. You can't stop.
Yeah.
And then you don't remember the lyrics.
Nope, I don't. So, yeah, that is Genre 5. That was a quick one. Look at that. Only 10 minutes.
Slam through
nice.
It.
Nice. That's usually like a 45-minute thing. But also, it's musicals, which I could give a shit about, honestly. So,
now...
What's up?
If it was musicals, I would have picked a very different list.
Well, I thought you were picking Rent. I thought you were picking, like, fucking... that's the only one I got that I know that you really like. Didn't you have the soundtrack to Rent?
Les Mis.
Yeah, Les Mis, yeah.
I've listened to both
Phantom of the Opera, but I've never
Phantom
seen
the opera.
I've never seen the movie. I saw the play in Toronto, and
Emmy
it was
Rossum.
Really good.
They're both good in
Emmy
Rossum,
that's
of
the chick from Shameless, right?
Yes. Yeah. And Gerard Butler always, plays the Phantom.
Always sticking your pussy on the worst dicks, am I right? Tone, am I right? She's just jumping on all types of bad
it's
cocks.
It's so shameless of her to fuck those dudes.
He took the name and put it in what he was saying to deal with the show. All right. It is weird when they do that with movies. Like, they say the title of the movie. Like an executive decision. They're like, it's an executive decision. You're
oh,
like,
you don't
oh,
care to
duh.
Hear the title.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
film.
Like, Walk the Line. They do that.
Or like when he's like, hey, Aladdin,
like,
come
no,
here.
No, she's like, you can't walk the line. And he's like, walk the line. And it goes into that song. You're like, oh, I get it.
He's like, wait a sec. I have a song.
And a title for a film. Did that come out before Johnny Cash died or after? I think after, right? That had to have after, because he did some fucked up shit in that.
Yeah, it was...
Looks like you're dressed for a funeral.
Seems like it's after.
Maybe I am.
I wonder if he actually said that.
Yeah, I wonder how much is, like, you know, obviously churched up for the film.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot, but either way, I enjoyed it. So, yeah, Genre 5, done and done. We got a whole bunch of shit to talk about. Let's see, you want to go into Tessa Tony or want to do movies you've seen this week?
Movies.
All right, go ahead.
I saw Good Will Hunting.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that one to be on your list.
Minnie Driver's head was really in the frame.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Are you making fun of her giant forehead?
She does have a giant head.
Yeah.
But she's a good actress.
Mm-hmm. Is she the one that's like, yeah, take that little Tootsie Roll somewhere else, you piece of shit? Little Tootsie Roll cock or whatever she
does. Tootsie Roll cock.
Isn't it something like that? I haven't seen that movie in years.
I don't remember. Because it was cut, so they probably didn't say cock, and then I didn't get the...
Would you watch it on?
TV.
Oh, fuck that. That movie's full of obscenities. Yeah. Amazing ones as well.
Yeah, really good ones.
Yeah, fucking written by your boys.
Ben and Matt.
Yep.
I love that
the
film.
The twins.
Yep. It solidified them as good writers. Then they really were like, I'm done on writing.
Did you hear about, like, Kevin Smith will talk about Chasing Amy and that part where Ben Affleck's on the swing with, I can't remember the girl's name. It's Amy or whatever. In the movie, but I can't remember her name as an actress. She has that really raspy voice. It's a dude's name.
Yeah, she's really hot. You see her boobies and
Mallrats. Yeah. But they're doing that scene, and like he's like, well, I mean, do you guys like fish? He's like, well, I mean, like we save it for like special occasions. He's like, what? Not so special occasions. Hit her in the fucking face with a baseball bat. And Kevin's like, cut. Whoa, what the fuck? He's like, why are you adding lines to my shit? He's like, just read it how it is. I don't need you, church. He's like, dude, it's for my peeps. And back then, he didn't have peeps. And he was like, just leave it in, man. It's awesome. It's good. And he was like, hey, how about you take your own little fucking lines and put it in your own script? He's like, and he did, and he won an Oscar.
So, Kevin was eating humble pie.
Yeah.
A bit.
But, and also left it in the movie. It's a really great line.
That's good,
I've always
did
loved that
really
line.
Did he really act that douchey when Ben threw that in, you think?
Who, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, dude, no.
Yeah, no, I mean, the way he tells the story is that he was like, hey, asshole, fucking read what's on the page.
Just read the page.
I don't need you making up shit. I'm the writer. Like, he's like, if you want to go write your own fucking script. And then he did.
And then he was like, hey, Matt.
Yeah. And I remember they also were talking about they were watching the Oscars when they got best screenplay or maybe best picture. I think it might have been screenplay and picture. And they were waiting for them to, like, get, you know, thanked because I think they produced or executive produced the movie. And they never got thanked.
Who? They.
Kevin and Scott Mosher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah, a little peek behind the curtain of
but
me listening to thousands of hours of Smodcast.
Him and Ben are still bros.
No, they're not.
Not?
Yeah, no. I guess like his wife does not like how he talks about cum all the time.
Oh. There could be worse things to talk about all the time.
Definitely.
Like, every animal does that,
cum, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. They all, everybody comes. That's a new children's book I'm writing.
Almost. Not like everyone poops,
but
it's rated R.
But out the front end.
The front end pooping.
Yeah, that, you don't call coming that?
Weird. Yeah, whenever I'm
no
done,
wonder
I'm like, front end
no
pooped.
Wonder Elaine is so
nap.
Turned off whenever I say that. I'm going to front end poop on you. She's like, ew.
Not again.
All right, so you saw...
So soon?
Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
Loved it, I'm sure. I mean, that movie holds up
still,
well.
Still loved it. One of my top movies of all time.
Yeah, honestly, it is really fucking good. I came in late to that movie as well. Like, I didn't see it when it first came out. I was young and watching Star Wars, probably. Or Power Rangers. Or the Guyver. Which brings us into what I've seen this week. What a segue. Seamless.
Wow.
The Guyver. I watched the Guyver. It was, wow. Whew. It is rough.
Totally awesome.
Rough to watch. There's a lot of bad acting. Mark Hamill's in it. Plays an FBI agent named Max Steele, I think. I don't know if his last name's Steele, but it's probably something like that.
Sure.
And basically the premise is that there's these aliens that come down and they bred the human race to be their ultimate weapon, and then they like place some of them to become aliens that like they're these beasts, like they're called like Zolards or some shit, or Zolans. I can't remember what it is. It's something with a Z. It sounds all sci-fi.
Okay.
And they can change into these beasts like at any time. And then there's this one thing called the Guyver, and that's like this like little like mechanism that if one of the aliens have it, it's a shield for them. If one of the humans get it or one of the beasts, it times their strength by 100.
Cool.
And like it's like this corporation full of these beasts, and they're trying to recreate more beasts to take over the world. And they're trying to find the Guyver so they can become the most powerful one.
Yeah.
And then a human finds it and fucking fights them. It's awesome. It's like really cool practical effects. They're all wearing suits and shit. But I mean, it looks decent.
Is it Power Rangers?
Yeah, in that vein, but way better. Like, imagine Power Rangers, like, rated R.
Well, I know the animes, and those are pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I watched the second one, too, which was a way rougher set.
Guyver 2.
Yeah.
I got it again.
No, it's called The Dark Hero. That's a pretty sick name.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's like kind of
Guyver 2, Dark Hero. I'm in, dude. I'm like, fuck you, take my money.
You're thinking, but it's going to be like Dark Knight.
Oh my God, does he return? No, like it's more like, well, they find like the spaceship with all the other Guyvers in it. It's really fucking cool. But the acting is just so piss poor and the jokes are so horrendous. But there's really cool, there's a lot of gore in the second one. The first one was a lot of just them biting, or I mean, just like punching foam, you know?
Yeah, but gore like. Blood?
A ton of blood.
Rated R blood?
Yeah, like almost like, not Kill Billy, but Kill Billy.
Is it rated R?
Nah, the second one, the first one's definitely rated PG-13. The second one, I'm not positive on. Hold on 1 second, I'm going to bring it up right quick. The Guyver Dark Hero.
Repeat it more and more. It'll get tougher.
Do you want to watch it now that I keep saying Dark Hero?
No.
It's not even called Guyver 2. It's just Guyver Dark Hero. It is rated R, yeah.
Oh,
so they kind of stepped this one up. But like I said, the acting is fucking terrible in it. And the first one, too, honestly. Mark Hamill doesn't really do... I mean, he's actually not that bad in it, but everyone else... I don't know anyone else that's in the film.
Well, I don't think the budget was probably too immense.
Oh, the guy from The First Hills Have Eyes, he was in it. The bald dude. The bald dude in The Hills Have Eyes. He's, like, on the case of the first one. Not the one that me and you watched, but the original Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of flicks, but he's, like, one of the main villains in the first Guyver.
Yes.
He's cool in it, too. Worth the watch. I think you'd kind of have some passion for it. Like, I think you'd be like, oh, all right, I get it.
Is the Guyver suit tight?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, because I know what I want the Guyver suit to look like.
It fits him well, right? That's what you meant?
Yeah, like it should look kind of like badass.
Oh, I thought you meant tight like in how he wears it.
I always ask if guys' costumes in superhero movies are nice and tight and form-fitting.
Can you see, does he have any moose toe? What is that, moose hoof? Is that what they call it?
Moose?
Well, yeah.
What is it? Well, I know camel toe. What's the moose hoof?
The moose toe. Yeah, moose knuckle. Yeah, it's where you have the first bulge of the moose and then, like, the two balls on the side. So it's, like, dick and balls. Knuckle. Yeah. A ton of moose knuckle in it. You'll love it.
Good.
All right.
Good.
So what else did you see this week?
Moose knuckle.
Coming from Magnet Films.
Moose knuckle.
Moose knuckle.
Dark agent of assassination.
I'm in. You throw dark anything. I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Documentaries. One's called Hank.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about the collapse of 2008, the Wall Street collapse.
Okay.
And I also watched one called...
H-A-N-K, right?
Yes.
Weird. I have nothing on it for IMDb.
Serious?
Serious, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, because it's on the Netflix.
Right on. I believe you. You don't have to bring it up. Go ahead. Keep going.
I also watched Too Big to Fail, which is about the 2008 stock collapse.
What the fuck? Are you looking to invest?
No, it's like once I saw one, I'm like, oh, I'll see them all.
Well, now that I know what happened, I should consume the entire franchise of
stock
movies.
Okay, so it's actually called Hank, 5 years from the brink.
What, like colon 5 years from the brink?
Yeah.
Okay. Colonoscopy?
Colon who? Hank. Powell? No, it's about Hank Paulson. And he was on Bush's team of advisors, and he was pretty much like, dude, guys, we got to get together and not let the world economy collapse completely, and let's bail it out with a couple trill.
And then that's
couple
what,
trill dollars.
And that's what made us go into the $1 trillion debt.
Well, now it's just escalating because we're just printing money
with
to
no,
try to keep
with
up.
No backing of it.
Yeah, no.
Like, we have nothing worth all the money we're printing, but we're printing a fuck ton of it.
Yeah.
That is insane to think about. Like, there used to be a time when, like, you could trade your money in for the amount of gold it was worth.
Well,
now
the gold standard has just been obliterated.
Right. I mean, but, like, literally, it's just paper. It's just kind of like, you work this much and you have this much money. You can buy these things that we don't make here.
But the money means nothing. It is just paper. There is nothing of an equivalent to it that you can stockpile if you want. Unless you go out and actually purchase the dollar amount of gold per weight, which is not equal to the way it used to be.
That's some heady shit.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. But then they also, nobody really takes into like statistical analysis. They don't really utilize the old gold standard formats and different things that they used to put into the old gold standard statistics. They don't use a lot of them anymore. But then when they do add them to the new statistics, it shows how fucking tremendously, horrifically in debt and in shambles the country is.
Wow.
And we're pretty much in like a, not like a fall, or we're going to have bubbles and then we're going to have crashes.
Well, that's what it's always like, the house market.
Yeah, housing market. It's all bubbles, little bubbles here and there, everywhere, all the time. But we're to the point where we owe so much now and we're growing at such a like sort of neutral pace that since like the 1980s, Japan hasn't really grown at all.
Really?
Yeah, they're a very stagnant economic
country. I was about
to
say the country, I feel like, is growing population-wise.
They're doing great, like, you know, with like different technologies, but as a whole, like, they're really sort of a neutral flow.
Gotcha.
Because they went too high, exploded, and
but that's
never
also kind of good instead of being like a slow like decrease. I mean, I feel like the line at least would be better instead of going down.
Yeah, and a slow decrease would be certain countries in Europe,
right.
Italy, Greece. Well, Greece is like a full collapse, but
well, man.
They're just totally fucked.
Fucking Greece, dude.
Greece really bit the bullet.
Oh, did they ever?
It was the Bear Stearns of countries.
There Will Be Blood. Finished it. Loved it. Good God. Oh, my God.
How's that ending treat you?
And I drink your milkshake. God, it's so fucking good. That part was insane. Oh, my God. How the ending, I was like, what do you mean that's it?
I'm finished.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was like, it is done. He was right.
It's, I was speechless. Me and Corey, now you were in the theater, and literally we just sat there.
Yeah.
Because the music, too, comes in
the credits are pretty fucking awesome. I mean, the whole thing of it was really good. The whole movie was amazing. I really, really enjoyed it. It fucking sucked how much of a piece of shit his character became. But I do dig the whole arc of it. It's very nicely done. I dug it a lot. Go ahead.
What does he say to his son? He's like, just a bastard from a basket.
Yeah.
Brutal.
He's like, a competition.
He's like, chomp, 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 use your words, like screaming at him to say the words to him.
Yeah, there's a lot of powerful stuff in there.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of cool to see the other people act with Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm like, because this has got to be fucking mind-bending.
Rough
like, to
night.
Be like, oh, he's going to hit me in the face.
That's why I said Paul Dano really puts it out there when he was playing Eli.
He was in Little Miss Sunshine, right?
Yes,
he
as
was
well
the,
as that. Oh, man. Yeah.
Was he the kid that wanted to be the fighter pilot?
Yes.
The one that was colorblind. God damn it, Little Miss Sunshine.
And
amazing.
He was Klitz in Girl Next Door.
Oh, holy, with the big dick. Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. Sex Ed, yeah. God, that rules.
Kid's a great actor.
Did I finish Quantum of Solace? I think I did.
What happens at the end?
I can't remember.
Then you didn't.
No, I think that I watched the whole thing.
Gotta tell me what happens in the desert.
Why would I? Okay. Now I completely remember. Yeah. Really shot. Amazing.
Why would I spoil it?
Well, I don't want to in case someone else hasn't seen it. It's only like fucking 8 years old.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm super stoked to watch Skyfall.
Oh,
because I heard Skyfall is like, well, I heard Skyfall isn't better than Casino, which I completely understand because Casino is fucking brilliant.
Yes.
But I'm super stoked to watch Skyfall. But Quantum was a blast to watch.
Yeah, Quantum's a real like sort of like
hour and a half action flick with a lot of espionage. Like, that's all I caught.
Yeah, Skyfall's almost like a real like humbling, sobering side of 007 and like a back to the roots 007 kind of thing.
Yeah, because this one, like, they're still like, he's killing everybody. Like, M's always like, fuck this dick.
I think he's lost it.
Yeah, this dickhead just keeps murdering people.
Can we trust him?
Cut his credit cards. He just keeps killing.
Don't give him a gun or a license to kill.
He gave him a license to kill, lady. Anyways, what else have you seen?
Sorry for saying a lot.
You should be.
Yeah, I am. No, it was a bunch of documentaries.
That's it.
I watched another one about the 2008 economic collapse.
Weird. Didn't see that one coming.
I'm sorry. It's fine. Get on like a theme and then it just sort of
I can't do that much doc. Happens. Like, I have to like watch something to pull me out of like the horrible despair that is our humanity. I
know. It was called Money for Nothing. It was about Ben Bernanke and the Fed. He's a douche.
Was it good though?
The Fed's a douche.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay. Fed's a douche.
Very well shot. Yes.
I saw Ouija.
Ooh, scary.
It had the girl from Bates Motel in it. The girl with the breathing apparatus. I can't remember her name.
Oh, yeah. She's hot. Yeah.
I can't remember her name. Oh, fuck.
Me neither.
Either way, she was really good in it. I like her acting. I mean, the movie, though.
Was it creepy?
There's the fucking, the opening scene, you're like, hell yeah, I'm in, motherfucker, because I was like, if this bitch does this, I'm going to love this movie, and that bitch did that. Like, it was fucked
that
up.
That bitch did that.
It was fucked up, but then the whole rest of the movie is just kind of like a snore fest of like, oh well, they're going to fucking try to talk to their dead friend, and then they're going to have to go and find, like, the fucking, like, the ghost, like, who they are actually talking to. It's like, it's so predictable, and then they kind of, like, twist it up, like, but right before the twist happens, you're like, oh, this is going to happen.
Nothing special there.
I was like, why hasn't the movie ended yet? Because we know everything now. And then it's like, oh, because this happened. There's cool parts of it. I mean, if you're like in with your girl and you want to watch it, it'd be a good movie for that. But I mean, nothing to be like, wow, that was an amazing, transcending movie. Jesus, took me on a ride. But yeah, those are, I believe, all the movies I saw this week. I talked about The Giver, right?
Yes.
You want to go back into
both.
It?
Both. No.
Dark Hero.
Dark Hero.
Dark Hero strikes again. The MacGyver.
I'm about to give you a dark hero.
I told Lane, I was like, I'm watching the MacGyver. She's like, have fun watching MacGyver. I was like, it's not MacGyver.
Good luck with MacGyver.
Yeah. Give me some bubblegum.
Oh.
Go ahead.
By the way, happy Valentine's Day.
To you as well, sir. I'm happy I'm spending it with you. My GF's working, and your GF is right next to you, sitting on your lap. His hand.
My coffee?
Your hand.
You don't know which one.
It's your left one. It's your strong hand.
Nah, I don't like these strong
hands.
No,
I do the right one so it feels like somebody else.
Yeah, it's such a mystery.
What I do is I put my hand in the freezer, right? Let it go numb, grab my own dick, and then I just go to town. I can't tell who it is, but I love it. And I comes hard.
Gosh, I'm so glad to be here.
Do you sit on your hand? Do you sit on your hand to make it go
numb? No, I don't put that much effort into it.
I don't even think that would work because you couldn't grasp anything at that time. You'd just be rubbing like a dead limb on it. And if that's your thing, then you're into necrophilia, and that's fucked up.
Dead limb. I thought you were talking about tree dendrophiliacs.
Oh, dead limbs. Yeah.
Dead limbs on the dirty ground.
Yeah. Fucking white strips. All right, so you got to test the Tony for me?
Nope.
What?
Yep.
I knew it.
You little fucko.
You were fucking pulling my leg, and you got it.
Shut it.
Okay.
Alien. Is that the Alien song?
No, it's not.
1979.
Yep.
Sigourney Weaver. Wait, why did I write
Sigourney Weaver? Because
no,
started
no, no, no,
it.
No. I accidentally wrote Bill Paxton in there. Whoops.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Directed by Ridley Scott.
Yes.
Yep.
You know Harrison Ford turned down the role.
I did know that.
Of Captain
did you look up
Murphy?
Some trivia?
I always look up some trivia.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. You know the cat?
I know it all.
The cat. Was shown a German Shepherd to get the reaction out of it when it was like when the alien was coming down from the ceiling and they kept the German Shepherd behind a sheet and then they whipped the sheet off so it like freaked out on it.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty neat. And that cat, also not the same cat from Aliens.
I know.
It's a fatter one.
It's a different cat.
I enjoyed that.
Yep, that's an indiscretion. We found it.
But I thought it was weird that they had the cat on the thing. But then I read about it on the ship, and it was supposed to take care of rodents because they were a freighter, and like rodents could actually get on there like when they were like on Earth, and so it would take care of the rodents there, and it also like was to be a companion to them so they wouldn't go fucking crazy while they're in space.
Yeah, you need to have some sort of connection.
I thought that, well, there was like fucking 10 people on
those aren't real. Like, I wouldn't want to hang out with them.
They seem like a pretty cool group.
They are a really chill group. Until shit goes downhill.
And then the
first sci-fi, like, horror movies of that kind of, like, genre.
That I can think of, yeah. Well, I mean, Cocoon and shit. Like, there's sci-fi elements in movies that were kind of horrific.
Yeah, but that sci-fi in space, isolation.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, almost like that survival horror. You have to figure out what to do because everything's sideways now. There's an alien. Go.
The whole look of the movie holds up pretty well, other than the alien. The alien moves really slow.
He's a 7-foot black dude inside that suit.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. But I noticed that. Like, I was like, I don't remember him moving this slow. You all right?
He was a graphic artist, and they just saw him, his stature, slim stature. They actually made him take, like, miming classes to slow his movements, so he looked like almost like a newborn. Almost.
I'm about to say, I felt it was like serpent-y and cat-like that they kind of like moved and stuff. Yeah. I felt like, the one thing that I hated was when the alien popped up with both hands like jazz hands.
Gotcha.
You remember that part?
Gotcha, bitch.
I laughed so hard. I was like, God, that's so dumb. Even in theaters, like if I was in 1979, I'd be like, bah!
It is so sad that I think looking back, man, looking at Alien. Yeah. Like the aliens and aliens.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
If they could have done those in Alien, I might be way more traumatized by that film because that would have been really scary.
Also, I heard that the reason why they gave them acidic blood was because they're like, all right, we need to think of a reason why they couldn't just shoot them and then be done with it.
Yeah.
And they're like, what if the boat was made of acid? They're like, done! And like, that's like such good lore of Alien, and it was just like a thing of like, all right, we need something around this roadblock that we're having, because they're gonna have guns.
That's a really good way to...
And then in the second one, they do it to where it's like, oh, you can't shoot in there, like, if you do, like, you have to use flamethrowers, because like, you can't shoot around like the nuclear stuff.
Cooling towers.
Yeah. Or it was the atmosphere thing that they were in, yeah.
And then, ironically... They crash a plane into it, and it sort of blows it up anyways.
Sort of.
Don't want to give away the ending.
No, you don't want to spoil that.
Shut it.
I forgot that movie made me not eat spaghetti for a year until that fucking part came up where the chest popper came out, and I was like, oh, fuck, I hate spaghetti again. Dude, that fucked me up so hard.
I love
like,
that scene.
He's like coughing up spaghetti. I'm like, ew, ah, oh, I don't want it anymore.
The one girl... had no, they all had, I think, inclination that there was going to be some sort of prosthetic coming out, but none of them knew how kind of brutal it would be. And the one girl didn't know that there would be any projectile blood. So when you see it hit her face,
that's her actual reaction.
Absolute, like, mortification. Like,
I've heard a lot of movies that do that type of stuff where it's almost like the Blair Witch, like, approach to it. Like, give a note and not really tell them what's going to happen so you get more of a real reaction from them. I'm like, then technically you don't need to act.
But
I like it. I think that's a more real approach to it. It's almost like method acting, but making them be terrified.
I'm terrified of that.
The little aliens coming out of my mouth.
The dicks are coming back out.
Yep.
Can't
swallow them all.
James Cameron, when he was doing Aliens.
God damn it, is that dude not made every awesome movie?
Yeah, he really is a...
I read that and I was like, for real? Like, Judgment Day, Titanic, like fucking Avatar, this. I'm like, fuck off, bro.
No, he's a freak of nature when he's working on movies. But also... he waited to film certain key scenes in Aliens because it gave tension to the actors, because the Marines...
Also, he waited to film that first part of where the Marines were all together in the mess hall till the end, so they would actually have the camaraderie of being around each other for the entire time shooting.
Yes. Send the three, Burke... oh my God, what is his name? Burke, Sigourney, and... the guy who dies in the tunnel with Vasquez.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Those three, they didn't send them to SAS training to train with the Marines so that they would feel a little outlandish distant. From, yeah, distant from that crew from the beginning.
That's neat.
As well as, obviously, the Marines.
I guess we're doing kind of like an in-depth test of Tony and aliens. So, like, on Alien and Aliens.
Because our in-depth is aliens, yeah.
Yeah, so Aliens is the in-depth test of Tony is Alien. We're probably just going to keep going back and forth between them both, kind of like dissecting both. So, strap in!
Oh, I have a note for Alien.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott cites Episode 4, A New Hope, 2001, A Space Odyssey, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre as inspirations for the feel of the film.
Really?
In certain areas, yeah.
New Hope, I can totally see because the shots of the space station going like across, like how they shot it, like coming into frame, and then like the front mm-hmm. end of it. I was like, wow, this is so like resemblant yeah. of fucking.
He probably had to use same like styles as them.
Definitely.
To
well,
get
you
that.
Can tell they were all small models and shit.
It looks good.
Yeah,
the interior of that ship is fucking flawless.
Yeah, I love feel it. Like they do, well they don't have to anymore. It's all just see like the people in front of green screens. That's why I can't wait for the new Star Wars.
You
like,
won't see all them buttons.
Well, no, because like everything's like they were talking about the fucking seatbelts on the Millennium Falcon. If you notice, they have bubble wrap around the seatbelts to make them look futuristic.
Yeah.
JJ put bubble wrap around the fucking, like he's being so meticulous about making all the practical props
practical. Nice.
Yeah, it's fucking
That's
cool.
Nice.
I mean, they got like the biggest nerd to like write the biggest love letter for it. I can't wait.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah. Oh, also, one thing that I did not notice, but someone brought up, I can't remember who it was, but in the trailer, the Millennium Falcon has a square dish instead of a circle dish because in Return of the Jedi, yes. fucking, they're flying through the Death Star when it's about to blow up and the fucking radar dish gets knocked off.
Oh.
And then so they had to change it. I was like, that's fucking beautiful.
Oh my gosh, they got a replacement dish that wasn't the same.
Yeah.
What?
And they could have been like, oh, it's different. Yeah, but it's a circular one. They're
yeah,
like,
different
no,
model.
It's different. It's a square one, so you notice it. It's just something that's like, that's
oh
so
my.
Fucking perfect. And I heard that Battlefront 3 is supposed to be based a lot on the new sagas as well, because Battlefront 3 is going to be so tits.
I never played a lot of Battlefronts.
Oh, God, they're so good.
Played Battlefront 2.
Battlefront
but it was mainly just
shit.
Like skirmish shit, just like for fun.
Yeah, I love Battlefront 2. I played like the storyline, everything about it. But yeah, Battlefront 3, I can literally not wait for. I think at the end of 2015, early 2016.
Dang. Girl.
I think it's going to come out probably right around the same time as the movie. That would make the most sense.
Yes.
So I think, what, isn't it May that Star Wars comes out?
That's when they usually traditionally come out. I thought it came out in December of this year.
Is it December? You're right, it is December. Oh,
traditionally, God. They all came out
in May. Yeah. And that's, I think, why, like, May the 4th and shit like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, go ahead. Back to Alien and Aliens. I'm sorry. When I start talking about Star Wars, I just get this big old space boner and I can't put away.
I get a big old space boner when I think about these aliens.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, though, I get a way bigger space boner thinking about Star Wars. But go ahead. Let's talk about aliens.
I love how you're like, movie, it's not really as good as Star Wars, in my opinion.
I mean, but honestly, in your opinion, do you think that they're better?
I think I would take Aliens over
if you
a couple
were
of the Star Wars.
A couple of the Star Wars, but what I'm saying is that like Star Wars as a whole and Aliens franchise as a whole.
Oh, no.
All right, well then let's go best and best.
It's half and
how
half.
About, how about,
half
wait,
and
wait,
half.
Wait, wait, wait.
Both of them are.
How about Aliens versus Empire Strikes Back? Which one's better? Because those are the two best of the
I
both franchises.
Empire.
Exactly! So I win.
So I win.
Yeah, I win. I'm like that little kid from Big Daddy.
So I win.
What's this game called? I win. I'm just taking all the chips. There's no chips.
You don't win. It's just more nostalgic.
I take my straw all the way over here and put it in your milkshake.
Drink
it
up.
And I drink it. Go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
1986, Aliens came out.
Wait. Is that all the notes you had for Alien?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was keeping it light. I didn't want to do anything special with it. I was focused on Aliens.
Practical effects, I thought, for Aliens still held up pretty well. The face hugger always fucked me up. Those things look so gross. Did you know that it was actual fucking cow guts?
Yes.
Like a stomach, I think, that they used, and like a heart.
Intestines.
Yeah, intestines, yeah. And then for the alien to make it look all like creepy and wet and greasy and gooey, it was KY jelly. I thought that was pretty interesting. They had a lot of that on set.
Bet they did.
Well, for fucking everyone jerking off to Ridley's butt crack in the last half hour, you know what I'm saying?
That was Alien.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about this KY and Alien.
Yeah, well, I think they use KY in all of them.
All throughout.
Yeah, because of Ridley.
Also, I really like that the last shot in Alien is the first shot in Aliens.
Love that. Are you talking about the...
That's James Cameron saying...
The face?
No, I'm talking about the ship. Like... they pan out on her going into space.
Right. But they also have the, when her, she goes into the cryogenic freeze chamber or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they show her face, and then in Aliens, it shows her face and pans to the world. Maybe it was Alien. Maybe it's the opposite way around. But like they
Aliens.
Had that, but they had that same type of like feel
it's
to both of
them. It's her sleeping and going into the world.
Yeah, because I watched both of them back to back, and there was a lot of correspondence between the two, which I written. And you're right. That's a really cool thing for James Cameron to do, is to pay so much homage to like fucking Ridley Scott shit. And it's also cool that her name was Ridley. What was her first name?
Ridley. Oh, Ellen.
Ellen Ridley. Yeah, I never knew that. And then I heard it when they're like, Ellen, when Paul Reiser.
That's
Paul
only
Reiser's
in the special.
Bitching.
That's well, only say, in the special edition.
In the Aliens, they say Ellen.
Yeah.
In the special edition?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Are you sure they don't say it in Alien?
I think that that was added. Him giving his first name and her giving hers to the special edition of the film. To the director's cut of the film.
Not even when she meets Newt?
Why would she give Newt her name? They've only
well,
known
like,
each other a day.
Well, no, because she's like she calls Newt by her real name. They're like, everyone calls me Newt except my dad.
But
brother.
I don't think Newt cared what her name was, because Newt's all socially awkward.
And I forgot that Ridley had a kid.
Oh yeah,
that fucked me up. I was like,
grandma kid.
This makes that was heartbreaking.
57
too.
Years, man.
But 53. 57. You're right. God, you are good, dude. You are good. But I thought that made that movie way more, like, weight-bearing because of the fact that, like, Ridley's like, I miss my fucking child. I told her I'd be home for, like, 11th birthday or whatever
hey,
it was.
Hey, Ridley, there's a child over here.
Oh, my God.
Duct.
We found a little girl that's kind of like a cave person.
You
but
can take that
just
one.
Just adopt her. She might die on the way home, but whatever. We can make another movie. It's
Bishop's
fine.
Bishop's like, are we leaving? No.
Yeah.
I gotta get my daughter.
Yeah, he's like, great. Great,
oh,
great, great.
Okay.
I'll just die on the fucking mat, I guess. But an alien smoking on spaceships.
Yeah.
How did those motherfuckers not blow up? Fully oxygenated room. And they're just lighting fires?
It's not pure oxygen in there, I wouldn't think.
What else?
They probably have atmospheric generators of some sort on a ship that big that they could have oxygen, like, scrubbers that would not make it, like, fucking light a match and die.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And I guess they were throwing
flame
throwers.
Seems stupid if you have a spark on that ship. Everything in it would explode.
But isn't that like what happened in Apollo? Like, isn't that like one of the big things with
well,
that?
Well, this is sci-fi. So they have like atmospheres in ships, not just pure fucking oxygen.
But even pure oxygen, that would actually fuck you up. Because like that's one thing that people do at like San Francisco parties is take pure oxygen shots. I've seen it in movies, so it has to be real. Anyways, but
you're mixing up movies, man.
Pure oxygen, though, that'll like fuck you up. I guess that's like in planes, they give you the oxygen mask because it actually kind of like gets you a little high.
It gets you a little chilled out.
While the plane goes down and then you die. Instead of everyone like, God, I need to jerk off while we're going down because I got to come one more time. I just want to feel.
It'd be more of the, what? It'd be more women screaming, crying, smashing their faces into the wall and
man, that'd be so fucked up.
Yeah,
imagine like you're going
down.
You'd
be trying to masturbate to that, wouldn't you?
Well, not to that. I'd be like, hey, can you calm that down? I can't get hard while you're smashing your face into the fucking lift down tray. Anyways,
back to
spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Why did you try to suffocate Ridley with the fucking magazine? The robot.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Anything else?
I was just thinking about spaghetti.
You're always thinking about spaghetti, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
TBH.
We're being honest.
But remember when the android, I can't remember the android's name.
Ash.
Ash, yeah. What a cool name.
Very cool name. That's E.M. Holm. Plays Bilbo Baggins, old Bilbo Baggins.
Whoa, yeah, good
pow,
call.
Pow, pow.
Yeah, pow, pow.
And
pow,
pow. I did it right into the mic,
yeah,
I'm
you
sorry.
Did.
Hey, you did a... Hey, earlier that was really fucking loud.
Okay, well,
ears.
It's a callback.
Okay. Also, oh my God.
What's up?
No, there was another actor that I wanted to give honorable mention to in Alien, but...
Was it the main dude?
No.
Because he was fantastic.
Yes, he was great. Everyone was great in that film. James Stanton. Bobby's obsessed with him. My God, I can't remember his first name.
What's James Stanton?
That's his name, but he has a three-part name. Harry Dean Stanton.
Okay.
One of Bob's favorite actors. He plays one of the mechanic or engineers.
Okay.
And if you saw his face, you'd be like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was an odd choice that he was trying to fucking...
Well, I mean, that would suck.
Shove a magazine in her throat.
We could try it if you want. See if it's effective in killing your windpipe.
And then he was grabbing that black dude's titty during that fight. I was like, wow, that's weird.
Oh, got it.
He's squeezing that titty.
I love it in Aliens. He's like, I completely forgot. There was a synthetic on board. There were some deaths.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, he's what like, model was it? Oh, that one, yeah, they're known to be buggy. And she's like, buggy, motherfucker! I got deep-throated in a magazine!
He calls it a Hyperdyne model.
Really?
Cyberdyne from Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Cameron
throws a lot of little... Well, he also uses similar actors.
I mean, Sigourney, I think, has been in almost all of his flicks except for the Terminator movies, right? No, and Titanic. I guess not that many.
No,
she was an Avatar.
But what's his face?
Paul Reiser?
Paul Reiser.
Yeah, Paul Reiser was in Aliens. He was the fucking douche that was trying to get the alien back to the place. Like, no matter what, like, they wanted to get the alien there. Like, oh, no, he was the one that was, like, trying to get one of them impregnated in the face.
Yeah, the guy that works for Weyland Yutani.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Paul Reiser.
I don't know him from anything else.
Yeah, oh my god, he was in that fucking, he was in a TV show, like, Crazy Mad About You? With Helen Hunt?
What?
Yeah, it was.
What
a,
is that?
It was a sitcom that was on
Spin
in the 90s.
City? What are you talking about?
It was a sitcom on in the 90s. I'm pretty sure it was Mad About You.
Mad About You, a sitcom he was on. He was the main guy?
Yeah, it was him and Helen Hunt, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
I
was
talking
about...
Yeah, Paul Reiser, Helen Hunt, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, fucking this dude. Here.
I'm looking at him. I got him. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, pass that show up.
But I'm surprised.
No, Michael Bain, who plays Hicks... He's the guy that comes back in Terminator, the first Terminator, to help Sarah Connor.
Oh, he come. Oh, fuck. God damn it. What's that dude's name? It's not John Connor, obviously. It's fucking. Oh, God.
Kyle
damn it.
Reese.
Kyle Reese. Yeah, yeah. Thank God you had that. That was gonna bum me
I
out.
I got a big belly full of knowledge.
Oh, you do. All right. Let me see if I have
yeah.
More.
He uses him in a few films.
The cutscene of Ash's head bugged me a lot in Alien.
It
looks really bad, really, really bad. They could have like you know, flipped him up a couple times and then panned to somebody else and then panned back, but instead they had a really abrupt cutscene in it. I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. Creepy sound when the robot is dying, and the alien moves a lot slower than I remember. Okay, yeah, that was all my notes for Alien, but really dug it.
Yes, it's a completely different style of film than Aliens. I also really loved.
Aliens is such a bigger scale.
Well, you're talking James Cameron.
Yeah.
I mean, Ridley Scott does have big scale, and he shows it in Prometheus.
Also, I mean, well, technically, I guess, never mind, because even in Alien, they had a decent scale for, what is it, LB-426?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, when they show the planet and they show
LV.
The... Is it LV?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just change that in my notes.
I just don't know the exact...
It's 426 for sure. I might have just misheard the LB and LV. I wasn't watching with no subtitles. But when they go to the ship and they show the space jockey.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, gigantic. And it's what's weird is that like they're like, look, it busted out of his chest cavity, and those things were suits that the dudes wore.
Yes.
Which didn't really match up to what it was in Prometheus, because it made it seem like that those were bones of the person, not a suit that the person was wearing.
But they also show that the suits that they wore
were pretty
organic.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like they all of it looked almost like bones like laying onto their skin.
I guess.
When they pull the helmet off in Prometheus,
yeah.
It pulls off and like almost like looks like cranial sections.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I'm just saying, like, it looked like where the ribs, like, it looked like the rib, like, all right, it
but
looked
his
like
his suit when you see the engineers stand up and beat the shit out of them in Prometheus. He had like it is it's a, like kind of like a ribbed lined suit he's wearing.
But then there would have been two sets of ribs, is what I'm saying.
They mixed them in.
I don't know.
I know
that part kind of stuck with me because I was like, because usually they're really good about that type of stuff because they know people are going to be looking at it like, oh well, actually, well, let me shove my glasses
Prometheus
up and
was
start
one
typing
you could
on the internet.
Kind of nitpick at.
Kind of nitpick at.
I know.
Jesus Christ! When they give her the C-section, she's like, I gotta staple myself and zip up this suit. I'm like, you're gonna die. Like we could have just.
And then people are hitting her in the stomach, like,
dude.
With
and
guns.
Honestly, all right, all they had to do is in that scene, like, oh, this cream is space gel and it heals you like super fast, like Wolverine. And you're like, I believe it. But instead, they're like, no, staple her shut. She'll zip up a suit. That'll keep her insides inside.
She did take a shot.
Oh, God.
She took a little
damn
shot.
It. That pissed me off so fucking much. And that, right when the movie started getting good, they're like, till next time. I'm like, well, fuck you.
I do. It does really throw up a lot of mystery to me because I think this movie is, I think Aliens is set in like 2179, I want to say.
So when was Prometheus set?
I think Prometheus had to have been set, I mean, hundreds of years before that. Because Weyland wasn't even Weyland Yutani in Prometheus.
Right.
It was Weyland Industries.
Yeah, but that could have happened in 5-10 years for them to buy out a partner. I mean, that's not a huge thing.
I mean, I just thought that...
But what's weird is that there's no contact for them to be on, like... All right, for Alien, they're getting a distress call, correct?
They got a distress call from the crash ship.
But it was a warning to stay away, which is what they sent out in Prometheus,
yes.
Correct? When she left.
Yes, I think so. Did they send a warning?
Or did she leave and then she's going to come back and then that's probably when they're going to send it out.
Do you think?
I can't remember if they sent out a fucking...
I don't know about any SOS. I think she grabbed David's head and was like, let's roll.
The androids were way better back then, too. I'm not going to lie.
No, they weren't. They were really big dicks. They didn't have Isaac Asimov's three laws of robotics. So he was like poisoning humans and shit.
But because he was told to.
Because that was something that he had devised with his maker.
But it was a directive that they were going to follow no matter what. No matter what, you can override the laws if it's a directive. From
no,
a higher thing.
Laws are like hard printed.
Think about iRobot.
Oh my gosh. That's the whole thing is that like...
Yeah, they can't
break
these laws.
You see,
but the creator,
you see Ash,
the person that
malfunctioned.
Yeah.
And started killing. But then you Bishop, no matter what, he was going to fucking help a human being out.
Right.
Even at his own expense.
True, at his own expense, but he was also supposed to, like, he was still working as the prime directive of to get someone back with the fucking alien inside of him. Like you said, he's like, yeah, it was a prime directive, my bad, I mean, but now that guy's dead, so I don't have to listen to him anymore.
What, you're talking about Bishop telling telling Sigourney
that
she was going to bring back, specimens? He wasn't talking about putting them in Sigourney Weaver and a child, he was talking about bringing back his glass tubes.
But still doing that, and they're not allowed to bring back anything, because remember, she's like, you can't get it through customs or whatever the fuck. That's why Paul Reiser wanted to put the alien inside the people, to get them past that, so they wouldn't be quarantined, and
that's
they would
almost
just go
like
on.
That's almost like a hiccup in the movie, then, because Bishop, I guess if he thought it was illegal,
then
he should have taken some sort of...
But he's following a prime directive. So I think it's... I don't think the laws of us, like, you know, apply to him. Maybe, like, the three robotics laws that you're talking about do. But it just seemed like the robots worked better in Prometheus. I don't know.
I thought they were kind of dicks.
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, at the same time, like, I don't know. That dude did a really good job. What was his name? He plays Magneto. Fuck. He shows his dick in that movie.
Michael
Shame.
Fassbender?
Yeah. Shows his dick in that movie, Shame. I've never seen Shame. I've just heard a lot about his dick in it. It's like, if you ever want to feel bad about yourself, watch Shame with your girlfriend. And watch your mouth water over another dude's giant schlong.
What else was I going to say? I mean, Bishop's my favorite AI from...
Definitely.
...any of those movies.
So cool. The scene with the knife, and he nicks himself.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird. I don't remember that.
Never miss.
This was one thing that I thought was really cool. I wish I could remember the first time I saw this movie and what I thought when she had the dream sequence of the alien popping out of her chest. I can't remember if I saw the first one, like the first Alien movie first, to where I knew what was happening, or if I just saw aliens, because my mom was like, this movie rules, you know, check it out, because the Alien came out well before I was born, and so did Aliens too. I've always remembered her being alive, so that always was a dream to me. Like, I always knew it was going to be a dream, because in my mind, like, of recollection, I was never like, oh my god, she died in the first 4 minutes! Like, but, like, in theaters, for people that loved Alien, that must have been a total fucking mind blow.
Yeah, it would have bummed me out if I had seen Alien, loved it, waited for Aliens.
But then again, with previews and stuff, but I don't feel like previews were that, like... as much around then, so people probably didn't know that much going into it as we do now. Like, we were seeing, like, pictures of the Dark Knight on set fighting in the snow with Bane on the stairs. Like, we were seeing the last scenes a year before the fucker came out.
I don't know what 1986 trailers were like.
I feel like you just see them in the movies and it'd be like, Aliens, and it'd probably be like a fucking shot of, like, Ridley in the fucking, like, mech, and you're like, oh shit, it's about to go down!
That really did give me a big old,
fuck,
like, hard on. That's That's like the epitome of sick-looking sci-fi.
Dude, no. And that's like my love of Pacific Rim, my love of Power Rangers. Like, it's all like forced off, like RoboCop. Like, it's all from that vein of like some badass fucking rad robot fighting a giant crazy-looking alien.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they gave you. They're like, money shot, motherfucker, take it. And I'm like, ah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they got back to the...
I was like, oh shit, I could have sworn the mech fight was in Aliens, and then like the alien comes down from that ship, and I was like, I knew it! I haven't seen this in so long.
I knew where she was going.
Yeah, I thought that I got like a different version or some
shit. She was nominated for Best Actress Oscar for that film.
Yeah, she did really well. She played a really good like mom-type person to Newt.
It won Best Visual Effects and Best
Newt
Sound.
Never did anything else other than that?
Oh,
and she had never acted prior, not even a school fucking play. And she acted onside to the fucking the actress of the year.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking mind blowing?
Wonder where they found her.
I don't know, they like screamed. She's like, okay, because that's all that fucking
I also bit. As a kid didn't put together that it was Newt's family that was
at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he got face hugged. Her dad got face hugged.
Right in front of her. Yeah. And it reminded me a lot of AVP when the fucking dad and the like they're him and his dad are hunting and they find the fucking crashed ship and the alien. I was like, I remember being in the theater and I'm like, if that alien grabs onto that kid's fucking face, this is gonna be the best movie ever. And fucking lo and behold, that alien was like smack. I was like, fuck yeah, and they show the broken out rib cage of the kid. I'm like, I can't believe they murdered a child in this movie.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, because I feel like they like they want to stay away from that stuff.
Long time.
Love it.
Any of those. Alien 3.
Yeah, I haven't seen Alien 3 in a long time. Or Resurrection. Jesus Christ. Resurrection's been forever. Yeah. Alien 3 I've watched like not that long ago. Resurrection, I was like, bleh. AVP, though, I really did because, I mean, like, I love Predator and I love Alien and I loved ever since I saw Predator 2 when you saw that shot of the alien skull in the ship.
Yes.
I was like, they're fucking what? They both exist in the same universe? Like, you gotta be shitting me. And then they're like,
oh man.
And then the AVP came out. I'm like, what you've wanted for years, motherfucker, but only could find in comic books. Coming this summer. AVP. And then fucking like, I was like, holy shit. And they're like fighting. Like, oh god, that movie's just so sick. I mean, acting piss poor. Premise, incredible.
I really liked, probably the only thing I liked about that movie was the idea that the aliens were almost like feral dogs that they bred to train themselves on.
Yeah.
And they, like they chained up the queen and
definitely. Well, and they used to sacrifice people like as like they would take people as their gods and they'd be like, okay, face hug them. And then they would give their teenagers, the teenage predators, to go down and fucking fight them on a giant Mayan pyramid. God, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, watch it again. I mean, AVPR, yeah, the fucking weird, like, Predalien or whatever
the
fuck.
Oh, there's another
one? Yeah.
Oh.
Alien vs. Predator Requiem. Yeah.
They went right over my head.
There's cool parts of it. I'll give them both to you. You can watch them tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be a cold Sunday, but I'm going to be warm with some aliens.
Versus Predator. AVP.
AVP.
Okay. Fuck yeah. All right, back to... go ahead.
You can still see the harpoon gun in the airlock in Aliens that she used at the end of Alien.
Right on.
That's fucking awesome.
That is cool.
That is fucking awesome.
That is cool.
Totally linear and fucking setting the scene for that from that escape pod.
Very much
You see the old suit, the old airlock suit that she used.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah.
I don't think I caught that.
Incredible. I analyzed that scene a lot. I really liked it because as a kid, I was blown away when the door gets welded open and that robot comes in and does the laser
scan
with the smoke and lasers.
Which was just like the blue laser in Alien.
Yeah.
In the fucking, like in the bed of eggs, they had that blue laser with all the smoke. And I was like, oh, that's a cool. And did you know that that laser was used for the Who concert?
Yeah, because they were practicing laser effects.
So fucking crazy.
And they were filming Full Metal Jacket in the studio next to Aliens, and so the crews and cast from Aliens would hang out with the dudes from Full Metal Jacket on set and shit and just shoot the shit.
Probably just doing so much blow and
just kicking it so hard.
Just fucking so many pussies. Someone give me another mouth, I need to come. They're like, alright sir, here you go.
Just blowing out all kinds of Hollywood hookers, having
fun. You know
fun.
It is. You know it's exactly what it is. Because it was the fucking
Stanley
80s.
Stanley Kubrick and Cameron, Russell Crowe. Who am I
James
talking about?
James Cameron?
James Cameron, wow.
Russell Crowe. Like, Maximus is here.
Oh, God. They're probably kicking it.
Yeah, definitely.
They're like, hey, you think your movie's going to be good? He's like, yeah. You think yours is? Stanley's like, duh.
Do you want to high-five and get fucked at the same time? I would love to. Here's your mountain of blow, sir. Because in the 80s, everyone lived forever. That's what I've learned from movies.
Well, they were... It was the most fantastic sort of over-the-top attitude, rock fucking power action movies.
The outside of LV-426, the planet, when they're outside of it, because they can breathe outside because of the atmosphere of things, like kind of like the world generator, if you will, was very reminiscent of the T2 futuristic shots. I wonder if those were some of the same sets. That, like, rocky, desolate land and shit like that where they're stepping on human skulls. You know what I'm talking about? When they showed the future shots of T2.
Yes, yes.
It was very reminiscent of the...
And it comes in with the foot crushing the skull.
It was
the
very
tank.
Reminiscent
yeah.
of the LV-426 planet. Like, that shot of all that stuff. I wonder
Either it was the same one or he was like, I need to, you know, recreate something along these lines.
Right.
Also, the environment got really, really rocky.
Yeah.
Since Prometheus.
No. Oh, I guess you're right.
It was flat as shit in Prometheus.
Oh, yeah, because that ship rolled forever, and none of those dumb
they
bitches...
They were cruising on straightaways.
All they had to do was run left or right, and yet all they did was run straight. God, that made me so angry. I'm like, is this like a Tom and Jerry cartoon?
I know.
Like,
I know.
Who's that dumb? Like, if something gigantic... I was like, well, I'm going to run away, like, you know, to the right, because this thing's going straight.
Are you
going to...
turn your body, but your head stays there.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm still running the same way, yet my head's turning the other way. Yeah. Piano's chasing them.
Slapsticking each other on
yeah.
the run.
Well, yeah, it's like a fucking 3-2-0.
Those Marx Brothers.
In the eye.
No, I was like, you deserve every bone crushed.
Yeah,
for
I was
that
like,
one.
Honestly, both. I hope both these fucking assholes get crushed right now by this giant U-ship.
Well, the one did just have a C-section,
and yet she somehow
she's
still was
just
running.
Chugging along,
God
just
damn
chugging.
That movie made
and
me
then
so
she climbs
angry.
Up a rope. She has to fucking spurlunk her.
I
way
mean, don't
up.
Get me wrong. She was screaming the entire time.
She was tough as nails. God. I'd give her that.
That was the girl from the new Dragon Tattoo or the old Dragon Tattoo.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Nomi Rapace.
Good for her getting that role. I mean, that must have been awesome. But
she's doing great. She's in a bunch of movies now.
I don't understand how anyone couldn't have been like, oh, hey, by the way, maybe we should put some gel on her instead of those fucking staples. It is the future and all. Oh, God, that pissed me off so much.
Oh, my God. No. It also made it almost... That scene was almost unwatchable to me.
Also, the face
hugger in
the theater,
because I was like, this is hurting so much. This is so much to take in.
The face hugger in that thing was crazy. It was like the giant human one, like the bat face hugger.
When the engineer is like pressing himself against the doorway and pulling away from him.
Yeah.
Oh, such a great payoff, but so short.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of cool shit in that movie, and it's really well done, but there's certain stuff that fucking, just unnerves me to
watch.
Well,
they are the dumbest scientists ever.
They're the dumbest
people. What is that?
People.
I'm gonna touch it. I'm gonna take my helmet off and lick it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a creature. He's nice. Let me pet him.
Does anyone want a shot of this black shit? I'm not sure what it does, but anybody? Anybody? I'm thirsty. Ah, whatever. Boom!
I guess I really do need to.
I'm gonna revisit Prometheus.
Analyze the time dilation between Prometheus.
Let's
to
do
Alien.
Let's do an in depth on Prometheus. Let's test of Tony because we haven't watched it in a while.
That's cool.
Yeah, let's
it's
do
not old at all, but it'll be. I think I'm still gonna.
I'm so far enough removed from it that I might have a different view on it because I haven't seen it
6 months ago. But
I haven't seen it in like 2 years.
Okay,
I think when it came out, I don't think I ever watched it after that.
Itchy head.
Oh, man.
I gotta scratch my itch.
I really like that they try to kind of give Bishop the redeeming quality of, like, the fact that they had the shitty android.
Yes.
Dug that, like...
Not
that
too
whole...
bad for an android.
Yeah.
Not too bad for a human. We're like one in the same. Ridley. We both learned to trust each other. I love when she was like, hey, you did good, Bishop. He's like, really? Like, really, like... For real?
Yeah.
You mean it?
Oddly amped up for a robot, but yeah.
It reminded me, I don't know why I made this distinction, why it connected, but when in Django Unchained, when Christoph Waltz says he'll pay for that one dude that was going to be eaten by dogs, he's like, I'll pay.
Yeah.
And he's like, you will?
Yeah.
And he like looks back at him like, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what I thought Bishop sounded like. When she's like, you did good, Bishop. He's like,
God, I just want to watch Django again.
Oh, it's so wonderful. You know, I read a top list. I think it was on Nerdist.com that they kind of ranked his 8 films, Quentin's. And they gave Inglourious Bastards.
One?
The number one spot. And they even said that, like, we think that, you know, Quentin even put that into the last line of the film when Brad Pitt's done carving the swastika. He's like, I think this is my masterpiece. And that's the end of the film.
Wow.
And they gave they cited good reasons, but
I'd go with Django, I think.
I mean, I don't know why. They said it was just the best spaghetti Western ever made.
To me, like, Django, like, fucking, like, will, like, it's just so highly rewatchable.
Oh, I think I've watched Django at least 8-9 times.
And how long has it been out?
2 years?
If that? I mean, like, that movie is so rewatchable. I remember, like,
yes,
seeing parts that I've seen, like, 4 or 5 times now, because it took me a minute to get through the movie the first time, because it's 3 hours. I mean, don't get me wrong. But, like, when you get into it, you're like, oh, God, it's so good. There's so many awesome things about this movie. Let's get back to aliens.
Oh, it's incredible.
We're
having fun talking about other things.
Yeah, yeah, not this. The guns.
You talking about the pulse rifles?
Yeah, Jesus.
Shooting 10mm caseless?
Not really. Not really pulse, but I mean, more so like fucking like.
What are you trying to say about them? They shoot really fast and make a weird noise?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like the P90 from GoldenEye. Yeah. You remember that?
Also. Yeah, no, every gun in the film that is a projectile seems to not have enough bullets ever, no matter what. And that's something for survival horror.
Yeah.
That really gets you pumped, because you're like, oh, God, gun A and B are already out.
I like that they show the numbers. You
know, yeah.
That was a cool thing. I was like, oh, man, like it was almost like how they do video games now. That's kind of how it felt, like a preemptive strike of like how video games are now, like that kind of like thriller.
Video games grew up watching that movie.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm making
yeah.
that fucking rifle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this was like the precursor to them.
Oh, all of James Cameron's. I don't know who he uses or if he. I heard he draws. He helped draw, or he did the concept art for Mother,
really?
Mother Alien, because they didn't call H.R. Giger back to do a Mother design. He was like, we have everything we need.
Yeah, we just need someone to like take
we
that.
We will think of a mother, you know what I mean, that'll incorporate all of
it. I wonder why they wouldn't want HR, because I mean,
I don't know if it was
so
a budgetary constraint. They also said that they couldn't afford to make, you know, the sleep pods that come up when all the Marines are sleeping at the first shot of them. Yeah. They could only afford to build 6 of them, so they had to use mirrors and trick shots to make 12 in a row.
That's amazing.
So there may have been budget constraints to calling
That's
in an
amazing.
Artist to draw.
Well, if you think about like everything that, because I was like, when I was watching, I'm like, this is
it's
ambitious
huge.
As fuck. Fuck.
It is huge, long.
I couldn't believe the shots of the queen that they had. I'm like, that must have cost so much money. There is at least like 5 or 6 puppeteers.
16.
On just the mother?
On that bitch. Ah! On that bitch.
My mind just exploded.
Ridley Scott. James Cameron's friend called Aliens 40 miles of bad road. And I was like, oh, that's such a cool way to think about it.
How do you mean?
It kind of takes, as soon as you get off, I think the Sulaco. Is the name of the ship.
Okay.
And the Nostrano was the name of the ship in Alien.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, I apologize. But I think as soon as you drop, as soon as 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 drop and they start going towards that planet, it doesn't let up.
Yeah.
It's not like as relentless as like Black Hawk Down to where it's a bullet every second.
Yeah.
While they're talking.
Right.
But you know that the possibility of any of those people making it back besides maybe Sigourney is slim to none.
You know Sigourney's making it back.
So fucking slim. She almost didn't even do the role. Like, wow. She had prior constraints and, like, she was nervous about it. But then James, like, he sounds like a fucking badass when I've read about him. He's like, he put feelers out there saying that he was going to write out her character just so her agent would hear it and make her go to the meeting. And then when she got to the meeting, he was like, I will give you, just name it. It's all good.
No wonder they can only
get
6
pods. We are writing for
built.
You. Here's my script. Read it. She's like, okay, I'll read it. And he was like, she was blown away. She's like, fuck, you wrote me well. Like, this is awesome.
You know what's so insanely off topic, but fucking mind numbing is that fucking when I listened to a Peter Farrelly's podcast and they were talking about the Dumb and Dumber script.
It's insanely off.
Insanely off top, but it's because of, like, you know, like, them, like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey had just filmed Ace Ventura.
Yes.
He had never been in anything really. He'd been in stuff, but nothing, like, you know, blockbuster, like, hit.
Yes.
And they were like, we'll give you $200,000 to be in Dumb and Dumber. And he was like, I want, like, you know, $250,000, $300,000. They're like, $200,000. And he was like, no, never mind. And then Ace Ventura came out. number one movie.
Blue, yeah.
For the first week. And they were like, okay, we'll give you that 200. He's like, I'm going to want 5.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll give you 4. And he was like, no, I'm going to hold off. And then the second week, number one.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, you can have 500. And he's like, I want 750. And they were like, no, like 6.
What did he end it?
7 million.
Each week?
For Dumb and Dumber.
They just each weeked it? To 7?
And dude, Ace Ventura made so much fucking money. And not only that, Dumb and Dumber made a shitload of money too. But Jeff Daniels, $50,000.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Shut up.
The movie, I think, was $16 million. $7 million of that was Jim Carrey's salary.
What is the name?
From being a fucking no one to asking for 200 grand and then them having to pay $7 million. That's fucking
Oh, I'm sure that they were literally like, I'm going to commit seppuku tonight.
I guarantee fucking 5 executives got fired throughout that process. Because
they also wrote into the budget, idiot Jim Carrey for $500,000.
Yep.
And then
$7 million.
Then you're taking it back to the headquarters. You're like, so?
Yeah.
You know that movie he was in right before this? Is
you guys get Jim. You guys gave him the $500,000 that he asked for, right?
Instead of that.
We lowballed him trying to get his price down. $7 million.
$7 million, huh? Well, that's 5 careers gone.
Well, give us your firstborn and your secondborn souls, and then we'll maybe talk.
Brutal.
God. Wild. Anyways.
Back to Aliens.
Yeah, sorry.
The 15-minute countdown to get to safety at the end of the movie from the 15-minute mark is
actually
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Love that.
That is
I
really
love
cool.
That in both cuts, too.
I really dig that, like, when movies do that, like, we have 30 seconds, and they actually shoot it in real time instead of, like, the next 30 minutes.
Same with 10 seconds to get off the APC transport.
Oh, really?
10 seconds till he puts his foot on the ground.
Nice.
As well, the APC transport that they had in the movie with the fucking... that awesome Top Gun that rolls down and shit is just it's an airport shuttle machine.
Right.
And they just retrofitted it, ripped like 10 or 15 tons of steel off of it and then made it for the film.
How'd you feel about the shots of the like right when they get into the queen area, like the throne room, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
With all the eggs and stuff, and all the aliens are coming in, and the queen almost like calls them off, like, hey.
Well, after she shoots the flame in the air and points it down at the egg and is like, bitch.
Right, and I thought that was so cool. I was like, it's the survival of the species. Like, that's such a good...
She's like, no, hold it.
But I mean, like, for it to be such like an... like they,
it's intelligent,
It's a reason why they made it eyeless, though. They didn't want it to have emotion. They wanted it to just be a straight hunter-killer, but also...
a mother.
The main thing, though, is for it to...
Procreate.
Yeah. That's in all of our genes is to fucking come in something so something else comes out and makes your species go on.
Prolongs.
That's all you're fucking there for is to eat, hunt, fucking.
And they were engineered to be the prime, the alphas of...
Oh, God, an alien when she's like, you respect them, don't you? And he's like, I mean, just the... like, I was like, oh, that's so rad.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's just such an exquisite... And Bishop says it, too. He's like... absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
What an organism.
I just love the fact that like she like has that the realization of like, motherfucker, you hold these up you don't give a fuck about us. You're like, this thing's the perfect like...
yeah. You humans would be better off with more of them in them.
Like, right, yeah. I thought that was a really cool moment. Also that whole moment of like them like her holding the gun with the
flamethrower on top.
But it was like heating the entire time, so you had the waves.
But there's a shot that looks down from where the mother is looking at Sigourney, and the heat waves in that shot.
So cool.
They're three of my favorite shots because it shows it 3 times.
Yeah. No, I have that written down. I was like, the heat coming off the gun is just fucking mesmerizing. I have no idea why because I've seen it a million times in movies.
Beautiful.
But that flick, oh, God, it's so gritty, so rad.
James Cameron has a lot of... that ending, her running away after she burns the colony, her eggs.
Yeah.
Them running away reminds me so much of Terminator 2 when Sarah Connor's climbing up the, you know, the metal ladders and like the steel plant. It just feels so epic and sweaty and...
I'm glad the queen...
same atmosphere almost, identically.
I'm glad the queen didn't give a thumbs up as she went out the airlock, though.
No, I like that she was more of like... you're not going to let... I'm not going to learn anything. I'm going to kill or die. And I don't know if she didn't die, though.
The airlock really pissed me off.
The double... like, the two airlocks were used, you mean?
the fact that
there's
the
an alien, airlock and an aliens airlock.
No, the in aliens. Well, at both of them.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, so.
Oh, you're talking about the physics of letting
the amazing
the
beast
vacuum of space into a ship.
The amazing beast that can like fucking do anything gets sucked out by a airlock. Yet humans can hold on to ladders.
She had an arm on a ladder, and then it was wrapped around.
Oh, so her arm being wrapped around made her stronger.
Wrapped around, yeah.
Than the queen alien
holding
gotcha.
On to her.
Yeah,
holding on to her leg.
Right.
I thought it ripped her foot off at first because it pulls her shoe off.
It should have.
I thought it ripped her
that
foot, like cut through her foot.
That would have been
like
a cooler
a
part because honestly, they can explain that way so easy in Alien 3. Oh, we gave you an android foot.
You
boom,
see, she was
done
wearing
done.
Reebok. Future shoes?
No, but that's awesome.
They're like Reebok pump up like Velcro strap power shoes from the future.
That's awesome. Back to the future. They lace themselves.
the body mounts, body mounts for the guns that Vasquez and Drake hold.
Yeah,
the big guns.
Yeah,
were modified camera.
Handy
cam mounts.
Gotcha, yeah. That makes a lot of
retrofitted
sense.
Retrofitted and put all kinds of steel and shit on them. But yeah, they literally also helped with the MG-42 machine guns that weighed 30 pounds that
right.
they were built
because they were
for
giant
that.
Guns. It made a
yes.
lot of sense for them to have like
it
that.
It was practical as well as sick as fuck
yeah,
seeing those things
really cool.
like move up
I
and
mean,
down.
They were basically like holding Gatling guns.
Yeah.
So, like that's what it looked
yeah.
like. Which Terminator 2.
And I think they called them, yeah, they called them
him,
the smart guns.
Yeah. That scene in Terminator 2 where he holds that Gatling gun is the coolest fucking...
Oh, kicks that desk
minus,
out the fucking window.
Minus the part where he shoots a fucking smoke container at that dude's back. That dude's running, he's like, funk, and then it just like hits him in
Could
the back.
Could you imagine how hard that would hit?
It would... It'd break his spine.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. You don't see him move that.
It's like,
he does roll around, doesn't
dude,
he?
Dude, literally, like, it'd fucking like be like shooting a Campbell's soup Foom. At, like, at someone's spinal cord.
Like, yeah. Like dropping it off a building onto someone.
That part, I was like, oh, that is the coolest thing ever. That dude's just paralyzed.
Hold this. throws the fucking smoke launcher and pulls his mask off.
Not only that, I mean, just like that sound. Funk. Like,
oh, I love
crack.
That.
Ah!
And I love his surveying.
Yeah. Oh, God, James Cameron's a genius. Anyway, so yeah, the airlock pissed me off and shit like that. But I mean, whatever.
Those are things that you kind of gotta have...
Like, it made sense that fucking Bishop could hold on, because he's a fucking robot.
Yeah, Bishop held Newt, yeah.
Yeah, well, Bishop's holding on to, like, the grate, like,
yes.
that, like, fingers would break off if they were human. Yeah, he holds Newt, I'm like, all right, I believe it, but she's, like, inside, oh, God, I don't know.
I know. I also didn't know, and this is another technical sort of bitching, but she opened the latch from on the ladder, but she couldn't close the hatch on the ladder.
Yeah.
You know, that would have made it very quick.
Right.
Alien stopped holding on. Pull it back up.
And honestly, like, I think it would have been cooler if, like, what you said with, if, like, it would have ripped off her, like, leg or foot.
Yes.
It would have been brutal as fuck. She
yes.
could have lived through it.
Yes.
And then she could have closed the hatch, like, immediately.
Yes.
I would have believed.
That
and
would
then,
have been way, you would have probably
also,
taken your mind off of the realism.
Honestly, because
yeah.
you're like, oh, that's fucking crazy.
Oh, what a crazy ending.
But, and then in Alien 3, boom, we gave you a robotic leg. Because they're making fucking
yes.
robots look like people
yes.
anyways. I don't know.
Sacrifice.
I know
a
this
piece
is,
of you to kill.
It's just all bullshit anyways.
Now,
it's a fucking movie. Hey, guess what? Aliens don't know. We don't know if aliens exist. I know I'm suspending my disbelief on dumb things, but
yes.
those just things that stick with me.
I know. When did AVP take place?
2000. I mean, wait.
No, I mean, in the lineage. Yeah, chronologically.
Oh, well, I mean, like it took place.
To aliens.
Here, actually.
Is the queen that gets ejected the queen that...
Couldn't be, because I think it took place way before that. Because I think what they find is, like, that the aliens have been here all along.
Oh, the Prometheus, that the, like, the engineers were just like, now they're like, oh, we could use this to destroy humans.
No, I think it was more so Predators came here and showed us how to build pyramids, and they were our gods, and they just had the alien eggs here and made their own
queen
here.
Yeah, but that
means
the engineers engineered the alien...
Well, from what I thought of Prometheus is that they didn't make the alien, they found it.
No, it's a primordial, like, death goo
right.
in the canisters
that
eventually becomes alien.
But the eggs are in that movie. Where'd the eggs come from?
The eggs?
Are oh,
those are canisters of
right.
the black ooze
and they look
that he
like
poisons
eggs.
The
yeah.
dude with. And pretty much has to, like, spread it biologically to make it evolve.
Well, I know for a I know that Prometheus follows the
so
alien chronologicalness. I don't know if it follows anything to do with Predator.
So that's what I was saying. Predators could have had them back in, you know, Babylonian times and in Mayan times. But that would have meant that the engineers just created the alien juice and have been holding it almost like a end-all.
You know, be way sicker is if like the engineers made that, but they knew the predators and shit, and they're like, "This can be good hunting game for you." Maybe they made them for them, like they were kind of like cahoots,
and then they. And then, sort of went extinct.
Well, no, and then the engineers like found that they're like, man, this is way too hard to control. Like, we are fucking up. And then that's when, like, you know, they start drinking the goo and killing themselves and shit.
That's the do you think that's the last of the engineers in the universe in Prometheus when they fly away from the planet?
The big U-ship, I think that was the last one.
You think that was the last? Because they said it was a military outpost.
Right.
And that she was going to look for more of them.
Oh, wow.
Who made them? Let's go see where they actually are from.
Predators made them. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Oh, the predators made them.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
And they didn't make them in their image. Oh, they did. They're like, predators like 7 or 8 feet tall, too.
Yeah, so, and it also gives the humanoid element of them coming to Earth. Oh, and then, oh, that is so God. Sick. Oh, what a good end of note. And a note to end the podcast. What do you want to do an in-depth on next week? We're doing Test of Tony for the AVP.
Prometheus?
Prometheus, yeah, you're right.
I'm watching AVPs just for the shit of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I got time tomorrow.
I kind of want to as well.
No, you said I could.
I know.
You said I could.
We'll cuddle up.
No. You come to my house.
Cold day, yeah.
-5, fuck you.
I got to work.
Good.
I'll be outside.
It's gonna suck. Dude.
Suck the fattest cocks. I'm really bummed.
You need to put some KY on your face, keep like a gelatin between you and the weather.
People are going to answer the door and be like, God! I'm like,
what's wrong? Just face.
1995. I'm going to look like fucking Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
Danny! Tip me, please!
Danny! Danny boy!
You know I have my list for the in-depths.
But your in-depths are all shit that I've seen. I want to see something new. Something new that I haven't seen that's old.
Something new that you haven't seen that's old. Mm. That's a lot,
yeah,
dude. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know where you want me to go. Like, you want me to, like, pick movies that I've seen that I haven't seen?
No, that you have seen.
Oh.
That I haven't. You know I haven't seen, like, a lot of classic movies because, like, I was all into fucking, like, you know, Power Rangers and shit like that.
Yes.
I kind of, my
have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
No, let's do that.
Oh, fuck, yes.
All right. We'll do Full Metal Jacket for next week. Genre 5, let's do rom-coms. Top 5 rom-com. Romantic comedies.
That'll be quick and easy.
Yeah. Long Came Polly is my top. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I think there's something about Mary's one of my top.
Ah, dude.
All right, come on, let's stop.
Raindrop! All right.
Raindrop!
So we got next week, rom-coms and Full Metal Jacket in-depth. Tessa Tony, Prometheus. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparda, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.